You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive.
Are you ready?
Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Gerard.
Welcome to The Raycast, episode 26. Hashtag no phone for a year. That's why we're here today. And we're talking about a contest where you could win $100,000. It's sponsored or presented by the company that makes vitamin water. You know, I used to drink vitamin water. I gave that up. It's just a little bit too much sugar in it for me. But I digress. Let me introduce, my co-host. Hello, Miss G.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Have you heard about that contest?
No, I just heard about it from you.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you be able to go without your smartphone, without your iPad, without your laptop for an entire year?
Absolutely.
Really?
For $100,000, I'd treat it just like a job.
Well, there are some rules. Yeah, some don't jump right in. So, those wishing to participate must submit a post on Twitter or Instagram, including the hashtag #NoPhoneForAYear, hashtag contest. Then provide an outline of what you would do if you couldn't use a smartphone for a year.
No problem.
No problem?
No problem.
Well, check this out. Submissions are due January 8, 2019, and one contestant will be selected around January 22nd. But these are the rules, because, you know, everything has rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
The chosen contestant will be given a 1996-era cell phone and will be unable to use a smartphone, tablet, or laptop for the duration of the challenge. Now, you're going to get one of those flip phones. I used to have one of those in back in the 90s. It was a Motorola. What was that? The Motorola Razr. I remember that phone well. But all you'd be able to do is make a call and take a call. You think you can handle that?
Yeah, I can handle that.
How are you going to?
$100,000, I'm telling you, I can handle that.
How are you going to handle it when every time I see you, you're hunched over looking at your phone or your iPad? Tell me.
Because I have it. But if it's taken away, I can survive without it.
Okay.
It's not an attachment to my body.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, and in addition, you can't use devices like the Echo, the Amazon Echo, or the Google Home. Okay? I mean, no electronic devices in the house. That's it. Now, here's the catch. To verify the contestant's honesty, Vitamin Water says they must submit to a lie detector test before receiving the cash prize of $100,000. Now, that's a good catch right there.
Probably, but you know, lie detector tests are not all sufficient.
Yeah, but I'm sure, you know, I remember lie detection has been around for quite a number of decades, right? It's probably a lot more sophisticated these days. I remember
Could
back...
Be.
Right?
Could be.
Yeah, so if a person like yourself, I'm sure you're going to enter, right?
Actually, I'm not. Because you said only one person is going to be picked?
Yeah, they're just going to choose from the outlines. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to give it a shot, but they're going to choose one person and go with that. And, you know, I think a lot of it is Vitamin Water looking to promote itself.
That's
you know,
true.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of promotion with that because a lot of people will be looking into entering it.
Exactly. But
even
you don't.
If they're only going to pick one.
Right. But one thing they did say is that they hope the experiment challenges monotony and encourages participants to do something unique with their time rather than sitting and scrolling, which most of us tend to do these days. Just sit and scroll wherever you are. You're in a waiting room, you're at lunch, you're at the restaurant. Sitting and scrolling. But
that's
you know,
true.
Yeah.
Sign of the times.
Well, that's why I run, you know. So I, even though I sit and scroll a lot, but I have something else that I'm passionate about. I think that's the key. Find something out that, else that you're passionate about and do that as well as sitting and scrolling in your spare time.
I think the key too is your mindset, like exactly how you view life, because I know I just sit and watch birds sometimes for hours. Like I could watch anything for hours.
Without taking a picture of the birds?
Taking a picture without actually picking up a device, you know?
Well, that's good. You're better than I am at it. I guess it's part of your mindfulness practice, because you do practice mindfulness, right? Where you try to live in the moment, in the present, and try to do what you do in the here and now. Am I right? Your yoga practice?
True. That definitely detaches you from devices.
This is true. But as for me, I will not be entering the contest because my my smartphone and I are attached at the hip. So
that I know. But it's nothing wrong with that as well. I mean, you have a balance because like you said, you do have a time where you're not on your smartphone and you're doing other things like reading, you're running. You know, you're doing other things, so it's not like you're occupied with that consistently, like it consumes you.
I have a confession to make, though. You know, do you know that when I run, my phone is with me?
Yes, your phone is with you.
With me at all times.
But you're not, you can't be on your phone while you're running.
Right, like, right.
That's impossible.
So, I was just trying to be a little bit transparent. But there you have it, folks. Enter the contest. Twitter or Instagram, hashtag no phone for a year. Hashtag contest. Try it out. You never know. $100,000 for 2019 would be nice.
Go for what you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.